flying home. Airports are transitional, and airports we are moving to someplace new are returning to someplace familiar. We are waiting interminable hours, then squeezing into airplanes that take us 35,000 feet above the earth and show us movies. We are victims of delays, layovers, plane cancellations, customs, paperwork, pat-downs, x-rays, and questions. For some, these indignities are acceptable. For others, they are barely tolerable. This trip, authorities with TSA in Newark confiscate a small bottle of flavored rum that Scott is taking home to enjoy, legally bought at the Museo of Rum in Santo Domingo. The size of the bottle, according to the TSA limit, is over the limit. The agent says leave it or consume it now. Figuring they will give me a ticket for flying drunk next, I give up, leave the rum, and board my plane. Are we to a point in this USA that this micromanagement is necessary or even healthy? Governments are, according to more than just me, too big for their britches. This trip is over, and I hope another quickly follows. Even without my rum, which TSA agents have already enjoyed, staying healthy and traveling is my doctor's best prescription. Next time I'll drink the whole bottle before I get to the airport.